complicated. There are certain lost objects where the criteria, the circumstances around the case indicate that you are allowed to keep them. There are other lost objects where you're not allowed to keep them. On the other hand, you're not allowed, you don't know who to give it back to. The Gemara says those items, yehemunach ad sheyavo Eliyahu. You set them aside until the prophet Eliyahu comes along, and he will tell us who it belongs to. That means you have to keep it. You have to keep it, but you're not allowed to use it. I have a couple of items in my attic, which I found, which under the circumstances I was not allowed. I'm not allowed to make use of. I think one of them is a bag of tissues. Right? I'm not allowed to make use of it, and I don't remember. Again, each time it comes up, you have to go check the halacha from scratch. Are you allowed to use it or you're not? Right? It's very difficult to generalize. But both I checked with the halachic authority. Turned out I couldn't keep it, couldn't use it. On the other hand, I can't give it back to the owner. So it's sitting there up in my item in a little bag, marked. I'm setting it aside till the prophet Eliyahu comes. I hope he comes soon, right? You know, I could ask him what to do with it, right? But it's called that yemunach ad sheyavo Eliyahu, right? You set it aside because otherwise you don't know what to do with it and you haven't got the right to use it. Money generally is the easiest thing. If you find money on the street, you keep it.
You know how you were saying that there was a shekel from the change, you got an extra shekel? That's a kind of stealing, is it? If an owner of a shop gives you an extra shekel by mistake?
The owner, by mistake?
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. By mistake, you have to give it back then.
Isn't it in civil law that it's, if the owner makes a mistake, like if a bank...
I don't know what civil law is. I know that the expression that I always grew up with is finders, keepers, losers, weepers, right?
If the bank somehow makes a mistake and protects your money in your account, you get to keep it.
Is that the law?
That's the law. You get to keep it.
I'm not so sure.
That's a common law that everyone knows about.
I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure. I think
that's what happens.
I'm not so sure because I read an article of somebody that they wired them. I think it was actually Australia. There was a branch of the bank that they had money wired over from Australia, and the clerk accidentally wired in an extra $100,000 or something, and they nailed this guy This guy kept it. He kept the money. $10, $100,000, or whatever it was. It was some fabulous amount of money. The guy kept it. And I remember clearly that they nailed the guy. Right? I don't think that if there's a mistake that you say, well, he made a mistake. He didn't notice that he gave me, credited my account with extra money. I think you have an obligation to file the yes return. I think so. I'm not sure. I'm not an expert in secular law, but I think that you have that obligation. And Torah law, certainly. Torah law, you are not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to capitalize. You're not allowed to capitalize on somebody else's mistake.
Yeah,
it could be under certain circumstances, but Torah lawyer now.
If someone undercharges you for like for using something.
I can't imagine.
If I've ever seen guilt on a person's face, I'm not mentioning any names. But
it wasn't me. Sorry,
I don't know. I didn't doubt it for a second. The halacha is. The halacha is that if somebody undercharges you. If somebody undercharges you and you know that they are not aware of their mistake.
Well, maybe it's what you were saying last time.
No. There is in halacha, see, the thing is like this. The Gemara always talks about a market economy, right? Where you have like the market price. So the halacha would be like this. If I walk into a store, give you a practical example, I walk into a store and buy a pair of shoes. Now there's a market value, an inherent market value across the board. Shoes sell somewhere between 30 and 40 shekels, let's say. I walk into the store, I'm not aware of the market price, and this guy says to me, I say, how much are your shoes? He says 120 shekels. Okay, and I buy it. And it turns out that that's not the value of the shoes based on the inherent market. Nowadays it's not as applicable because everybody sells for whatever they want. But there was a time where there was a determined market, an inherent market value. There, if I wasn't aware of the market value and he ripped me off, then I have legal recourse. I get my money back. Right? There is a certain range that he could charge me up to 1/6 more than the market value. Anything more than that, no, I have legal recourse. Right? Because I wasn't aware. What you could do, and then I have no legal recourse, is you say to me, these shoes are worth 40 shekels. I will not take less than 100 shekels for them, right? at that point, if I want to do it, fine. But because I don't have to buy the shoes. But at that point, you're not misleading me. You have not fooled me. But yes, Elon, tell your friend that if he has been undercharged. Oh, man. I'd like to get near this fire. If he's been undercharged, right, he has an obligation to pay it back. And remember, it's a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. I have to stop because the codeine is always happening when I take codeine. My throat starts to go from the